Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.
Baby back door, baby fall off, sipping codeine cause I gotta kill a cow. Let me sit sideways in the big bins. Oh, you boys, they my brothers, they my friends.
You're listening to Brandon Drum.
It's all good, OU fans.
Colin Kennedy.
Oklahoma has the guys once Saturday arrives.
And Parker Thune.
This looks like the year where it's all going to come together for the Sooners.
This is the OU Insider Under the Visor podcast.
All right, I'm here with none other than five-star, number three player in the country, Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, who committed to Oklahoma on Tuesday. Myself and Brian Bishop, our publisher at OUinsider.com, was there. But we wanted to leave Gabe alone and let him do his thing with his friends and family, because that was more important than the interview process. So Gabe and I set up a time now to do it, and we wanted you all to be a part of this. So you guys get to see this interview now, but Gabe, it's been 2 days since you committed to the University of Oklahoma. It seems like you were almost, in a weird way, meant to do that and just how you grew up and everything. And you kind of said that to me after you did it. It said, felt like it was a long time coming. But for you, what's your feeling like now after you've gotten to sit down, decompress, and kind of really think about everything that's happened?
No, I feel pretty good. I got to get a lot of stress off my shoulders, just having to choose, because having to choose between Texas A&M and Oklahoma, just a lot of nights just laid up, just thinking like, who am I about to go to? And I just, at the end of it, I just thought Oklahoma was the place for me. So
You said this was your decision. Obviously, it was a family decision at the end, but yeah, they were 100% behind you all the way. And I know that for a fact, knowing your family as well as I do. But when you told your parents, I haven't asked your dad this yet at all. Well, I kind of did, but I kind of didn't. But I want to hear it from you. What was your reaction, or what was his reaction when you said, "Dad, I think I want to be a Sooner"?
Oh, I actually don't know his reaction that well, because the crazy thing is that I told you I made a decision like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
So like, he asked me, it was either Sunday night or Saturday night. That's like the first time I told him where I was going. And so like, it was on a phone, because he was preaching in a different place. And so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure after the phone call, my mom probably celebrated. But, you know, I'm pretty chill about everything, so I usually don't get excited about much. And so he's always been happy just knowing that Oklahoma had a chance.
Yeah. So, I want people to know this. So the first time I ever met and Gabe can vouch for this, met his family. We are standing outside of the weight facility, and you hear this music blaring. And I'm pretty sure it was Puddle of Mud. I'm not sure, on his Harley. And you're like, yeah, here, I can hear my dad blaring his music on his music cycle. Yeah. But they pull up, and I kid you not, OU fans, his dad has got OU head to toe on. And yeah. Yeah, and your mom pulls in behind with an OU tag on the front of the truck. And yeah. I turned, remember what I tell you when I turned, I turned to you right when I said, and they weren't even out there yet. And I said, no pressure.
Yeah, exactly. No, they make it, they show it loud and proud. It's all over the house. You didn't see it at the house.
I saw some of it put up. Yeah, put it up.
But there was a lot more, trust me. Before everybody got there, they took some stuff down. So. Yeah, you just saw a glimpse of a little bit of what we have.
So honestly, when you had to tell Texas A&M Coach Fisher, your dad said it was really hard because of relationships that you guys built there. Can you kind of expound on that and kind of talk about how that relationship was with the Texas A&M staff, with Coach Price and all those guys?
Three people I usually I got close with was Tyler Dean, of course Coach Robertson and Coach Price. And I mean, the relationships we built, who's kind of like family, just I don't know. It was a really hard decision, because it's the way they treated me. They treated me not just like a recruit, but just as a friend, in which I really greatly appreciate it. Which, I mean, like, I don't think any less of Texas A&M. I mean, I have no disrespect for them at all. I mean, I'll continue to respect them. I mean, as I go through college and all of, you know, and all of, hope I can keep those relationships just going through the rest of it, being the rest of this process. And so, I mean, I don't take them for granted whatsoever. And I'm sad that it had to come to that, down to one, but I just chose what was right for me.
Right. And you say you have no hard feelings. You want to keep those relationships. Obviously, the move to the SEC, you guys are playing each other.
Yeah.
Is that one of those deals where you cheer for them whenever you're not playing up against them type of deal?
Yes, always. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
I another thing to talk about is, and we haven't touched on yet, was I haven't heard your perspective. I've heard your dad's perspective from you on that OU visit to on your official visit. But I haven't heard it come from you. What was it like for you when you got there to go through those two or three days, you know, going to church, hanging out at Coach Riley's house, doing all those things and being around the program? And did you find anybody on the team that you kind of felt like, okay, I click with these guys?
Yeah, I found some people. One of the tight end recruits, I think his name's Jason. I can't. I'm bad with names.
Jason Llewellyn.
Yeah. He's I talked to him. I got to know him a lot, and yeah, we're planning on being roommates going into this. Cause we're both graduating early, so we're planning to be roommates. I got to know him pretty good, and just the experience was just amazing. Just how the Sooners and all the fan base love the players so much. And it was a full crowd just for Western Kentucky. It was Western Kentucky or something.
Western Carolina,
Western Carolina, yeah. And I mean, that was crazy. I mean, just a game that small, I mean, playing to get somebody like that, and everybody was there. It was just crazy, the support they had.
And obviously you go to church, you're really faith driven. Did you meet any of the players that, like, the ones that I know of, like an Ethan Downs or Reggie Grimes, trying to think here off the top of my head, like a Caleb Kelly, those type of guys, did they meet you, let you meet some of those guys that are very much?
I went out that night. I went out with Reggie to go. We went and talked for a little bit, and he just told me, I didn't know he was, his dad was a preacher in the Church of Christ up in Tennessee. And so we connected with that. And he just talked about different faith, our faith and stuff like that. And he's telling me about just how the school is and how they're going to take care of us.
That's very cool. And on the faith part of it for you, because that part of it is probably more important than anything else when it comes to decision for you. And you've made that known from day one when talking about the decision that you're going to make and what college you're going to go to. How much, and can you kind of talk about what part of the faith, your faith, and where you decided and how you kind of felt like maybe God was leading you one way or the other?
Yeah. It was just, being able to go there, and I felt like I could grow stronger and kind of have a faith-based environment there, and I felt like I could go there. I know they already have faith just trying to get in there, but I felt like I could go there and be an example to people that really don't want to like hook on to what they're trying to tell them, and like just a person leading by example. That could also help somebody. Not just being in their ear and telling them about like, yeah, you need to be with God or something, stuff like that. So like a person that they can see to lead by example, just, right. That's their age and like peers. We don't really think about it, but like younger peers, seeing one of your peers do something, it's peer pressure. It's not like there's different types of peer pressure. It's not a peer pressure trying to do something, make somebody do something bad, but like the peer pressure to want to do good, actually, like see somebody else doing good. So you're pressured into doing good. So like, I felt like I could help with that, and seeing that most of my friends are around the area that I can also continue to connect with. And that's why I played a big part too.
And finally, your relationship with Coach Thibodeau, Coach Riley, Coach Grinch, can you talk about that and just kind of how that worked into your decision?
I'll get into this part later, but Coach Tib has always treated me great. He's talked to me every day since a year and a half, 2 years ago. And as soon as they did, whenever they could. And so, that definitely just impacted me as well. And what really kind of set it off for us was just how Lincoln talked to us. Coach Riley talked to us every week. I haven't had any other coach like that. I've been recruited by almost every powerhouse school in the nation, but Coach Riley was the only one that just talked to me like every single week, just seeing how I was doing. You don't got to have no big paragraphs or anything. He just checks in and sees how I'm doing, and I ask him how he's doing, and just like that built up, and that relationship built over a year and a half. And that's what I really appreciated, because I haven't seen any other head coach put that much time into trying to talk to me.
Well, before we go real quick, look, there was a big game this past Saturday. OU Texas. How was the Dindy household in that during that game?
It was a tight game. It started off rough. Yeah, I can't lie. It did start off rough. Yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but Oklahoma likes to kick it in a little when you're a little scared. But that's just fine. So defense kicked it in the second half and got the job done. And it was a win. A win's a win. And that's a great win, because Texas, and it doesn't matter how good both teams are, they're always going to play each other good. Yeah. It doesn't matter what the record is. So
you grew up disliking Texas, didn't you?
Always. Yeah. Who doesn't like Texas? Who likes Texas? I don't know. Besides Texas, because A&M hates Texas, and Oklahoma State hates Texas. Anybody who plays Texas hates Texas.
Is that like one of the reasons why you kind of, obviously outside of the family aspect with A&M, but I know it's probably didn't, but the fact that A&M and Oklahoma disliked Texas, did that help A&M kind of with the recruitment, the fact that they had the same feeling for Texas as you had growing up in an OU household?
Yeah, probably so. I think it did, yeah. you won't find me ever talking to Texas. I think when Texas saw when they went to Oklahoma, started recruiting me and saw that my parents went to Oklahoma, they was like, yeah, we have no chance. So they didn't even talk to me. So, I'm not complaining because I wasn't going to give them the time of day. I'm just kidding. No disrespect.
Hey, you're honest. Finally, do you all plan to come up to another game before the season's over?
I couldn't tell you that. I mean, we usually, when we get the chance, we'll try. So I might come to one game before the season's over. I definitely want to.
Yep. All right, man. Well, this is 2022 five-star number 3 overall player in the 247 Sports Composite Rankings, Gabriel Brownlow Dindley. Is the first defensive tackle, five-star defensive tackle, commit to Oklahoma since I think it's either Jamarcus McFarland and or Gerald McCoy, but it's been close to a decade. So outside of Caleb Kelly, I take that back. Jalen Redmond was a five-star on 247. Not a lot of people know that on 2018, but they're few and far between, and you are a rare breed at the University of Oklahoma right now. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Gabe. Thank you for coming on here, and man, you have a blessed night.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, man. Thank you.
No problem.